I hope you are hearty.
I am yet 6 months before my time.
Pray you be at your ease. We come not for your life, we... Mr. Hare, will you speak with the woman?
Goody Proctor. Your husband is marked to hang this morning.
I have heard it.
You know, do you not, that I have no connection with the court? I come of my own, Goody Proctor. I would save your husband's life, for if he is taken, I count myself his murderer. Do you understand me?
What do you want of me?
Goody Proctor, I have gone this 3 months, like our Lord, into the wilderness. I have sought a Christian way, for damnation's doubled on a minister who counsels men to lie.
It is no lie.
It is a lie, they are innocent.
Speak of lies.
Let you not mistake your duty, as I mistook my own. I came into this village like a bridegroom to his beloved, bearing gifts of high religion. The very crowns of holy law I brought, and what I touched with my bright confidence, it died. And where I turned the eye of my great faith, blood flowed up. Beware, Goody Proctor. Cleave to no faith when faith brings blood. It is mistaken law that leads you to sacrifice. Life, woman, life is God's most precious gift. No principle, however glorious, may justify the taking of it. I beg you, woman, prevail upon your husband to confess. Let him give his lie. Quail not before God's judgment in this, for it may well be God damns a liar less than he that throws his life away for pride. Will you plead with him? I cannot think he will listen to another.
I think this be the devil's argument.
Woman, before the laws of God, we are a swine. We cannot read his will.
I cannot dispute with you, sir. I lack learning for it.
Goody Proctor, you are not summoned here for disputation. Be there no wifely tenderness within you. He will die with the sunrise. Your husband. Do you understand it? What say you? Will you contend with him? Are you stone? I tell you true, woman, had I no other proof of your unnatural life, your dry eyes now would be sufficient evidence that you delivered up your soul to hell. A very ape would weep for such calamity. Have the devil dried up every tear of pity in you? Take her out. It profit nothing she should speak to him.
Let me speak with him, Excellency.
Oh, he'll strive
with you. Will you plead with him? Will you plead for his confession, or will you not?
I promise nothing. Let me speak with him.
John Proctor, Your Excellency.
Pray, leave them, Excellency.
Mr. Proctor, you have been notified, have you not? I see light in the sky, Mr. Let you counsel with your wife, and may God help you turn your back on hell. Come, gentlemen.
Cider, Mr. Proctor. I'm sure I...
The child.
It grows.